Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me recording this little brief intro to let's fill you in on some things. So, as you will know, we're all locked down. Makes it very hard to get four people in a room. Five if you include myself, and quite often I don't. So this is an experiment. We recorded this last night and we used Skype. And the four guests were so great and accommodating with that. We had a few technical issues, but we got there in the end. So, of course, the sound quality is not how it normally is in the studio, but we adapt, we move on, and we don't complain on Twitter or Facebook. Thank you. it sounds really, like, fatherly, but you know what? I've been with my kids for the last, like, stuck inside for the last 8 days. So, yeah, that's going to come across. Hey, some exciting things, though, are happening. So, I am just announcing right now, we are doing two live streams of the podcast where you can watch it in the comfort of your home on April 11 and April 18. Tickets are $10 from joshua.com.au/gigs. Go there. You can have a little watch party. Just sit in your PJs and watch a live episode of Don't You Know Who I Am. If you had tickets in Melbourne, this would have been transferred if you opted into that. If you didn't opt and you want to just buy the tickets, good on you. That's great. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. It was very fun to record, although, you know, a bit stressful because it was all new. But we got there in the end. And the four guests, all super funny, all super great. Give them a follow on any of the social medias that you're on as well. And I'll talk to you at the end of this episode with a few more things. Take care. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I discovered I share my name with a religious pastor who is now posting up his daily sermons from his couch and glass coffee table. And Josh, mate, can I just, one word of advice, just turn your phone around, landscape mode, not portrait. No one wants to see their sermon in portrait. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I put them in a room together and quiz them all about their lives. And today we're all in quarantine, so the first time ever, none of us are in the same room. So this should be fun. Let's meet our guest. Our first guest shares her name with the owner and the attorney of the Dallas law firm, Rebecca Lucas. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Becky Lucas.
Hi.
Hey. Did you know about Rebecca C. Lucas law firm?
No, I don't. Oh. It's weird. No, I don't know that.
Which shares your name. There you go. Also joining us, when you type his name into Google, one of the first results is his letterbox profile where he can see he recently rated Shrek Forever 2.5 stars. Please welcome from the Finding Drago and Total Reboot podcast, it's Alexi Toliopoulos. Yay!
Hello. Josh, thank you for having me.
Thanks for doing this. So Shrek Forever After, only 2.5 stars.
Yes, it's a dog shit movie. Shrek sucks. He's depressed. He hates his wife. He hates his fucking kids. Cameron and I had to watch all of the freaking Shrek movies for a podcast. I freaking hate that fat green fox so much. He's so depressed. And he hates his wife. Just get it together, dude.
I love the fact on your letterbox it says Shrek Forever After, and then the next movie after that is The Godfather. So you're really doing the gamut.
I had to come back. I needed a win after that.
But The Godfather is sometimes Shrek-like.
Yes, that's true. He also is depressed.
Yeah.
But he loves his wife. in the first movie.
Also joining us is someone who shares her name with a talent specialist from Melbourne. Can you please welcome from the Community Channel YouTube page, it is Natalie Tran. Yay!
Yay!
Hello, Nat.
Hey, Nat.
Hi. That was like from the Community YouTube channel page, like something that I completely set up myself. Like you just said, she's come from something that she set up herself.
But it's very popular.
Yes, and there's also the talent specialist lady. When I was trying to find now we're doing this through Skype. When I was trying to find Natalie Tran, there are thousands and thousands of Natalie Tran on Skype. Big on Skype.
There is actually another Natalie Tran in Australia. She worked on SBS and she's really attractive and she won like a Miss Vietnam Australia pageant. And we often get mixed up and people contact us by mistake, but we always know when the mail is directed to the different. So like, so she contacted me recently and she's like, I think this is for you. And I got a message once that was like, hey, Nat, we really want, you know, we think you're so beautiful. I'm like, that's the other Nat. So we always get it.
And finally,
people do always get me confused with Shrek too. So.
And finally, is a man who every time he's on this show, he feels bad when I read out his social media. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Cameron James.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here from ISO and from ISIS as well.
Have you switched teams?
Yeah, I'm ISIS now, and we're not doing so hot at the moment. COVID has really fucked us up, so please donate to my Patreon. It's patreon.com/ISIS, and just anything, a little bit would help.
Oh, you don't think about the little person in this whole thing. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's fun. Our first game tonight is called Social Me Media. In this round, I'll read out status updates by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote the tweet. Your names are your buzzers. I can see you as well, so if I can't hear, I'll just say whose mouth moved first.
Their names are their buzzers. The money is their bones.
Oh, wow. Someone's been watching Tim Robinson. Awesome.
A point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So our first question is this. Hi, Dr. Carl. I ate out a bat's pussy a month ago. Is that how corona spreads? She came, if that helps. Yes, Becky.
It's Cameron.
You are correct. Yes, point there.
Yeah. Yeah, that started.
What's the retweets to likes ratio on something like that?
It's picked up at the moment. It got a little boost after I had a tantrum that no one was retweeting it. But like all tweets of mine, they're high stakes, high risk, and medium rewards.
Don't bats eat and like they piss shit every like vomit out of the one hole? So when you
say
that bat out, you also gave it a rim job.
You also kissed it, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Bases 1, 2, and 3 all in one.
Yeah.
All right, question two. Before you tweet mean shit about coronavirus, just know that he searches his name
Cameron.
On Twitter. So just be warned. Yes, Cameron.
That is Becky Lucas.
You are correct. A point there for Cameron James. Yes.
He does. He searches. Pathetic.
Question three. Imagine if you spoke to people like airlines do on a plane. Thanks so much, everyone, for coming over for dinner tonight. I'd also like to say a special thank you to my richer friends for coming back to dinner.
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
Nat?
Yes, you are correct. There's a point there for Alexi. Yes. That was Nat, yes.
That is, it's way too, like, actually funny.
Yeah.
It's not. I really regret not having eaten out a bat. I was like, this isn't funny. No, this is no eating a bat out tweet.
No, yours is like a real joke that's actually clever and smart.
Yeah, you wrote about it. You didn't have, like, one intrusive thought like the rest of us, or you had to spit it out into the world.
It is amazing that they do that, though, that they just go, yep, yeah, we're going to thank everyone, but we're going to thank the people in the front twice.
Yeah. Like
they deserve them, man.
Yeah.
They deserve it? Why do they deserve
it? Well, they're doing the best they can, you know, sitting at the front, stretching their legs out,
What are you talking about?
That's first.
Dude, I just
us,
have respect
dummy.
For every single person on this earth, dude.
Oh. Alexi's a capitalist pig.
Yeah.
Okay, no, dude. I'm not a capitalist pig. I've got communist blood, okay?
Ooh, where do you keep it? In a freaking jar, you fucking monster?
In my freaking veins, dude. And there it shall remain.
As I always say, I have communist blood and I'm happy to have some capitalist pig in my tummy. That's something I always say.
Oh, wait a second.
Okay, dude, that's something that I say, dude, not you. Look it up online, search my name plus communist
sure
blood and you'll freaking find it attached to me saying it, okay?
That's the next tweet.
Yeah. All right, next question. Anyone who is stressed out watching Uncut Gems needs to check out Billy Madison. This guy has to graduate from kinder to high school in 24 weeks, and he makes so many stupid decisions. Yes, Alexi.
That's Mr. Cameron James.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Alexi. Yes.
That is me. I got so upset with people saying they were stressed out by that movie. It's like, haven't you ever seen any fucking movie ever? So many things happen, and bad decisions are made, and that's what makes it exciting as a cinema goer.
It is a great Netflix.
I do like it when everything goes along smoothly in a movie. Like I used to stop watching the Titanic when it ran into the iceberg.
Yeah.
that's when the movie starts. That's the inciting incident.
It happens 10 seconds into the movie.
What's
I just like it when everyone's having a good time and falling in love.
What's the NWA biopic? What's that one called?
Straight Outta Compton.
Watched that on a...
I only watched till like their first single went big.
Yeah, I watched it on a flight and I got to that point and it ended because we landed. I was like, oh, what a great film. These guys, these friends got big and their manager was really supportive. It was really great.
Yeah,
but I watched it up until they said what the N stands for. And I was like, I got to get out of here. This is too much for me.
When Cameron and I recorded a podcast reviewing that movie, I got really scared and edited out all references to Suge Knight because I was worried that he'd find us and kill us.
That's true. Alexi freaked out that Suge Knight was listening to independent podcasts from Australia where two guys badmouth him.
Question 5. The dominant form of humour currently is saying that a woman's name is Karen.
Oh, Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Is that Nats?
No, that is Alexi. A point there for Alexi.
I just laughed really loudly at that. Why would I laugh at my own dream?
Because you're a narcissist. Alexi, that is very true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I'm all about analyzing what comedy traits are going right now, what kind of humor is trending. I'm obsessed with that kind of stuff. Currently, Karen humor is the top tier. We used to have stocks put in to humor involving Carrie the Two and stuff like that, where you're doing math in your head and say Carrie the Two out loud. That is not going well right now. It is currently Karen humor top tier. Invest in Karen humor.
Random humor's coming back, Alexi.
I'm holding up my spork right now, Becky.
You must be happy, Becky, that Karen's taking the head off the name Becky.
Yeah, big time.
Because my wife's a Beck.
But it always bounces between the two.
Yeah. Real white name. Question 6. This one's a bit of an act out. Friend, how can you expect anybody to like you if you don't like yourself? Me, because I'm extremely good at pretending. See this smile? Fake as shit.
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Is that Nat?
You are correct. There's another point there for Cameron, yes.
I don't like this segment.
Oh.
Anyway. You're the one that has actually good tweets.
Yes. Yeah, yours is so good.
Mine are all going to be
I'm so internally angry. I'm not even in the comedy bubble where I know that things like Karen are trending and stuff, or like the Carrie the Two. I'm like, shit, here I am just on the outskirts of I'm in oblivion, not even knowing the trends that are going on right now.
You've got to hire me as your statistician. I will look up what the trends are. I will offer them to you.
Thank you.
All right, question 7. There is a group of cool, hot teens next to me being so loud and rude, I suspect laughing at me. I'm this close to going over there and asking them if they need me to buy them booze.
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
I will say that's Becky.
You are correct. Another point there for Alexi.
Yes.
Doing very well.
That's only because he knows I always try and suck up to teens and young people.
Are you intimidated by teens?
You scared of them on the bus?
No, but I want them to really like me.
I think they're in their like safe place on the bus. They are like can cut anyone down on the bus.
Yeah, my safe place is probably like Starbucks.
Yeah, supporting the little man. All right, question.
I like
eight.
Comedy clubs. Being on stage and stuff.
Oh, I've got some bad news for you, Cam. All right, question eight. In first grade, I missed the day I guess we all learned how to spell. The teacher asked us all what words we didn't know how to spell yet. Kids were saying octopus and shit like that, and I said of. And the teacher said, O-F, honey. Always 5 seconds from getting to the front of my thoughts. Yes, Cameron.
That's Alexi.
That is your and good friend Alexi, yes.
You are so stupid, Alexi. How old were you when you didn't know how to spell of?
Dude, I was like 16, okay? I was probably like six. Yeah, I was 6 years old. I didn't know. I was basically ESL, okay? English sick language, okay? So.
Extra stupid loser.
Okay, dude. That's awesome. I feel cool being part of this conversation right now. That's all I care about, the attention. Whether it be bullying or otherwise, I like it.
All right, question nine. Sorry, but whenever I see something about platypuses being on the brink of extinction, I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Cameron?
Yes, Cameron.
Is that Becky?
Yes, you are correct. You're pointing there for Cameron. Yeah.
Awesome. I knew that because she was the only one who didn't laugh at that. So I used powers of deduction. I used lie to me techniques to figure out that she was the one who wrote.
It is funny, but it's more just true.
Yeah. Yep. All right, and our last question for the round. If you're starting to work from home, I can tell you from several years' experience that you're going to start getting a lot uglier very quickly.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Nat?
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Becky. Yes.
It's so true. I've gone to seed. My hair's a fucking rat's nest.
Hey,
it looks fine on. Oh, actually, now when you do that, no, it's fine. Like,
I think you look great. The sun kissed and beautiful.
Thanks, Nat.
All right,
I think the boys look hot on this podcast.
Yeah, fellas, looking beautiful, boys.
Are you guys all horny for me?
We could be the next S Club 7.
Like you are for teenagers, yes.
All right, at the end of that first round, the scores are Nat on 0 points. You can get off the mark. I'm sorry, Nat. But you got three very good tweets out. People laughed them. On 2 points, it's Becky Lucas. On 4 points, it's Cameron James. And also on 4 points, it's Alexi Toliopoulos. Yes.
Oh. Yes. Woo-hoo. The Drago boys are dominating right now.
Okay, this round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and remember a moment that has stayed with us. And today, we're going back to a young Alexi, who was doing work experience as a criminal defence lawyer. He had to go to court the day after his school formal, but what happened that made his experience so memorable? Was it A, Alexi was so hungover and sick-looking that the clients who his team were defending pulled him aside and gave him some tips and remedies on how to get over a hangover? Was it B, the case before his team's case was for a drug dealer who was pleading innocent, even though Alexi knew he was guilty because he had been selling at the after party for his school's formal? Or was it C, Alexi had never been into a courtroom before but knew he had to dress up? In the morning he was running late, so he just put on his formal suit, and once he entered he realised he was overdressed because he was in a bow tie and a cummerbund. Now, one of these is true. You have to try and ask him questions to try and determine which one is the real one.
I have some questions.
Yes, Cameron,
first of all,
please speak.
Am I supposed to believe that this is the same guy, Alexi Toliopoulos, work experience as a criminal defense lawyer, the same kid who couldn't spell fucking of?
I hit the freaking books after I turned 6 years old. I hit the freaking books. I studied hard. I learned how to spell of. I learned how to spell the. I learned how to spell sick, hectic, awesome, all the good words. But I was, okay. It was, I will clarify that I wasn't a criminal defense lawyer. I was a 16-year-old fat boy that was put into the care as my work experience because my mum works at Legal Aid and she wanted me to follow in her footsteps because she thought that I would follow the creative arts instead, and she wanted to encourage me not to do so.
Okay, one question. If you're so fat, why were you wearing
I'm
a bug?
Yeah, thank you. That's a risky move.
Okay.
No, okay. It's the opposite of a risky move. No, it's the opposite of a risky move, dude. I bought the cum and bud and I tied it up the back or like clipped it together at the back because it would reduce tummy size. You put it in tight and it flattens the belly down from the outside.
But we all
and
know I like it that. Just spills over the top and the bottom.
Yeah, not when I was a kid. It wasn't as bad.
Okay,
it was a vintage look. I was going through a Dean Martin thing at the time. I was a Rat Pack fan.
So what
and I was wearing the cummerbund band I had by. And it looked
the rat
beautiful.
Pack, it was
I was not.
Pack.
How dare you? Okay, I'm going to preempt this. It's not Fat Pack. It was Rat Pack style. Okay.
Fat Pack.
I was a beautiful Dean Martin. No, I'm not Fat Pack.
May I
was
ask a question?
Either. You may. And please make it nice.
Oh, no. I was just going to ask you, what was the after party like? The drug dealer was there. Like, how does a drug dealer get into a high school?
The after party was hectic. The after party was awesome. I smoked a cigarette for the first time, and it was sick, and it was lit. And at the after party, the person who was the accused at this point in time, he was the DJ for our school's formal, and he was a former student, a troublesome student at that, and he was invited to the after party, and he was trying to sell the herb, marijuana, reefer, if you will.
I don't know if I buy it because you told me that you went to a movie marathon instead of going to your formal.
Yeah, I went to a movie marathon. I watched all the Lord of the Rings movies instead of going to my formal. No, dude, I was cool in high school, okay? I was going to win a freaking award at the formal, so I went.
What award?
What were you going to win the award for?
What was the award?
Third base, dude.
What? They gave out awards for that?
Well, that was the award.
So you were going to give yourself an award?
Well, I guess. I guess if I'm totally honest, yes, I was. That but was how the night ended. I did give myself the award that night.
Women aren't prizes, Alexi.
Okay.
Some of them aren't worth having at all.
So let's go to C, the cummerbund. What colour was the cummerbund?
Classic black vintage cummerbund.
Nice.
Dean Martin style. Yes. It's slimming. Black is slimming.
Would it look like you had really high pants on then? Were your pants black as well?
Yes, it did.
I think you misunderstand what the cummerbund's for. It's to usually break up the black and the white. You usually go with a yellow or a, you know,
I'm not going to wear a freaking kiss yellow cummerbund. The most important social event of my year? No, I'm not going to wear piss yellow, dude. I was going Dino style. Look up any photo of Dean Martin. The guy wore a black satin cummerbund and then a suit that was not silky colored at all. It was almost like a matte finish suit, okay?
Okay, I buy that.
Right. I don't buy it for a second.
Do people know what they're going to lock in?
Finish suit.
Yeah.
I think I've got mine.
All right, we'll start with you, Cam. A, B, or C?
I think we got to go with A. That makes the most sense to me, that Alexi got sick and some older gentleman took care of him. That makes perfect sense to me.
Okay, Nat.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, is that what you're saying, Becky? You'll go A as well?
Yeah, I'm
going to go A. And Nat?
Just knowing Alexi and knowing how much he likes to be cared for by older men.
Coddled.
A. And Natalie, what do you think?
I'm going to go C.
You're going to go C?
Because I liked that when we were in that age group, we did wear really stupid things. So I think that would be real.
You're choosing to believe his cummerbund story.
I looked gorgeous, by the way. I didn't look stupid. I looked absolutely stunning. Everyone was saying I looked like a young
Dino. I'm choosing it because I want it to be real.
Yeah, I understand that.
So by this stage, Alexi, were you really into Looking for Ally Brandy? Was this in that era?
Yes. Was it that era.
Was there a formal scene in that movie or book?
Yeah, there is. There's a formal scene in that movie. Okay, dude. Yes, it happened within the same time frame. It was the last time that she saw him alive.
Oh. Whatever happened to that act?
Okay, dude.
All right. The correct answer was A. Yes, a point there for Becky. A point there for Cameron.
Really let me down.
And a point there for Alexi. Down. I'm sorry, Nat. I'm sorry.
Guys, I also did not wear a cummerbund suit. I went in a shark skin style suit, much like The Sopranos. It was reflective. It was metallic.
Tarot cash number?
No, politics, baby.
Oh, nice. I had, for mine, I didn't wear a tie, but I had one of those shirts that kind of went up at the neck and had a like big old silver button in the there where the tie was meant to be. Yeah. Real bad.
Men in Black style.
Yeah.
That's real, like, neighbours hours.
Yeah, that was 1996, and our formal was at the football club rooms in Burnie. That's really, really nice. Okay,
I just caught 5 minutes of Neighbours then, and Neighbours is hectic now. It just opened with a shot of a man in an open grave and a girl burning alive. I was like, what? Could just be like, oh, Carl had a heart attack or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's crazy. There's like a serial killer loose.
It used to be two neighbors fighting over who actually owned the dog. That's what it used to be.
Yeah, right. Or like Toady getting in trouble at school and stuff.
Yeah. All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Becky on 3 points, Alexi on 5 points, Nat still on 0 points, and also on 5 points is Cameron James. Yes.
Thank you. It's a privilege and an honor.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get it right. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So all you do is ask some questions, try and get the truth. So to Alexi, Becky recently saw a man do a public proposal on a flight where the woman said no. Afterwards, the woman asked to change seats.
Moron.
So afterwards, the woman asked to change seats and got upgraded to business class. Becky is convinced this was all a scam. Yeah or nah?
Oh, my gosh. What gave it away that it was a scam?
No, I just wondered whether she did it every time.
Oh, every like, time. Do you think
she got to move up into business class because it was so weird.
And yeah. So it seemed like they'd done this kind of charade before.
Charade?
Charade? Yeah.
It's a charade, dude. It's a charade. It's a charade. It's a scam. It's the reason for the season, okay?
I think you're Dean Martin now.
Yes, I'm Dean Martin. I'm a little drunk. I'm crooning around. But did you think the guy liked it or something when she turned him down and he'd done it before?
No, like it was
awkward. Are you reading so much into this? She just wanted bigger than to go into business.
Yeah, it was just like... I
empathize with a man in this scenario, so I want to see what his vibe was.
He was like, it's okay, it's okay. Because he did it like he got everyone. He's like, everyone, and he got everyone to look.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No, was he like truly going, everyone check me out, I'm about to make my life happy, and then he fucked it up.
And she was like, no, and then like,
She started
crying, and he's like, it's okay, sit down. And she's like, no. And then the flight attendant who had been looking on came and got her and asked if she wanted to, like, move up into business class. And I was just like, I wonder if this, they just do this so she can go into business class.
Which airline?
What flight? Virgin, okay. Well, that makes sense.
On a Qantas flight.
Where were you flying to and from?
I was flying. I think it was from.
I don't know how to say from. Okay, I don't know how to say from.
Do you know how to spell it?
Yes, OF now.
I don't know. Maybe Melbourne or something. Or like Canberra.
Whoa, No, okay, Joshy baby, yep. This is bullshit. No one's doing on a 45-minute flight. Going, I'm taking the biggest risk on this 45-minute flight.
You are correct. Yes, that was a lie. Point there for Alexi.
Wow, holy shit. That was like watching Detective Gorin at work, Alexi. That was really good.
Yeah, it was
I was doing the lean and I was sanitizing my hands. My two biggest heroes, Monk and Detective Robert Gorin.
All right, a point there for Alexi. So to Becky, when Cam was in high school, he and his friends were very inspired by the films Jackass and tried to film their own videos using the school's video camera. When they returned it, they didn't wipe the tape and their media teacher and the principal almost expelled them because one of the scenes had them playing cricket with the bat wedged between one of the kids' bare ass cheeks. And the media teacher was saying, technically, this was child pornography. Yeah or nah?
What did you guys say to him when he said this is technically child pornography?
We were just like laughing and stuff like that.
He said, my name's Cameron and welcome to Jackass. This is.
Yeah, we were just laughing and stuff.
Is this 14-year-old kid's ass?
It wasn't up his ass. It was just like in the ass meat.
He was hot dogging it. It was like
what
a hot dog.
What camera? Do you remember what camera it was?
One of those little DV, like Sony DV cameras that were the thing at the time. Well, you had a little tape in it.
Okay. And was it just, you, like, was your media class, anyone could just borrow the equipment?
No, actually. We were supposed to.
I can't hear
your
you.
Your mic's cut out again.
Yeah. Cameron, you got to take that again, dude. Cameron? Go for a second take, Cameron. For a second take. Cameron, we can't hear you, dude. Go for a second take, dude. Cameron, take that again. Take it from when you started the story, baby.
It was perfect. It was all going really well.
And you look confident. Can you hear me
now? Now we can hear you. Yep. Yeah. Same energy as before. Just keep going. That. Like...
All right.
Yeah. Don't break stride.
And you look so beautiful.
So could you borrow the cameras from?
No, I don't think we were. I don't think we were supposed to take them home, but we were supposed to take them. Pardon?
I call bullshit because before you said yeah. So,
yeah.
So this is bullshit.
You're gonna say no?
No.
You are
well,
correct.
That's technical difficulties. That's not my fault. It is partially true. Partially
yes.
True. You fucking liar.
But
fucking liar.
You and your friends did do Jackass stunts though, and film them, right?
Yeah, we did. We used my friend Brad Bell Weinberg's camera and we used to just film us jumping off things, doing stunts. And the big one was that I was going to jump off the roof of a house that was being built into a pool. But when I climbed up there, I fell through the tiles and then fell through the gyprock of the like ceiling and I got in heaps of trouble and... My parents were really mad at me because they said I could have killed myself.
And they were disappointed.
And no, that was the end of my Jackass days. But fuck you for like using a technical difficulty to get me there because I would have gone on a roll and it would have been beautiful.
So now,
yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I'm smart and.
I'm not sure how I'm gonna edit this now, but we'll
Lansbury,
don't edit it. No editing.
Oh,
Josh, I think you should put a break in saying that my camera went offline for a moment.
Yeah, okay. I'll say that you just took it to the toilet and did a shit, and we all saw it, and then we had to cut it.
Oh, come on, man!
All right, so I'll point there for Becky. Now to Cam. Now one day, Natalie came across a dead cat. She took it to the vet because she wasn't sure where else she could take it, and she gave it to them. And even though to everyone who had seen it, it was a dead cat, Natalie then waited in the waiting room for a long time until the staff confirmed it was dead. Yeah or nah?
How old were you at this point?
It was last year.
Come on, dude. And did you know it was dead or did you think it was just having a heart attack or something?
No, like I saw it get hit by a car and then I was like... And then it ran and then it kind of like fell asleep. And I was like, oh no, we have to take it to the vet. And so I picked it up and we drove it to a vet. And then we went to the vet and I gave it to them and they took it. Like the vet came out. The receptionist was there, called the vet. The vet came, took it. And then I stayed there. And then the vet came out ages later and was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm just checking on the cat. And she was like, it's dead, man. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Were you waiting for
so what did they?
Something?
Yeah, why?
You're like, is there a reward for this cat?
It's not like Video Easy. You don't like drop the dead cat in.
You just put it through a chute, right? It's a little chute that you put it in.
Because I had wrapped it. I had wrapped it in my, well, like this isn't why I was waiting, but one, I had wrapped it in my blanket, in a blanket in the car. So I wanted the blanket back. And two, I wanted to make sure that, because if the cat was hurt and it didn't have an owner, I would have looked after it.
That's nice.
That's really concerning that like none of you had that thought. You were just like, why would you wait?
None of us have that instinct. I don't care about animals or anything. I care about me, dude. I'm number one.
I think this is a lie, Nat.
You are incorrect. A point there for Nat. Ooh. Nat's off the board. Yeah. She's a good person.
Yeah. I think about it every time I drive down that street.
Do you still use the blanket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they gave you the blanket back?
She was like, why are you here? And I was like, is the cat okay? She's like, that was obviously dead. And I was like, well, obviously not to me. And then she went back and she felt bad and she was like, do you want the blanket back? And I was like, I guess so. So I left it the blanket.
Did you give it a good wash?
Yes. I put it through the BioCare wash.
Oh, cool.
All right. So a point there to Nat. So to Natalie, now one of Alexi's first ever jobs was working on a Teemo-matic music video. During the shoot, though, Alexi got very hot and sweaty, and he wasn't pleasant to be around. As a solution, he went into the disabled toilets and gave his whole body a wash with the hand soap and tried to dry off with a paper towel. Teemo-matic entered the toilet, saw Alexi, and left. When Alexi exited, dripping wet, Teemo-matic laughed at him. Yeah or nah?
Oh, I hate that story.
It's actually one of my proudest moments, so.
Oh, I hate stories about, like, humiliation and public bathrooms, and that's just a combination of both. Okay. Do you often go into bathrooms and wipe down with towels? I'm sorry, I don't even know what.
This would have been my first time doing such a thing. I'd never used a bathroom before. I was nervous.
What was your role on set?
I was like an internship thing. So I was like, you know, helping out, doing like regular shit kicker stuff, assistant stuff, talking to the grips, checking how they're going, getting the grips coffee. But then.
How many times did you do U10? How many work experiences are you doing? I don't understand.
No, this was a post film school internship.
Yeah.
This was post you, and I was working for a big media conglomeration that had hired Teemo-matic to make a music video for them. And I also shot the BTS and I did an interview with Teemo-matic and asked him what his biggest dreams and career ambitions were.
Did you have any clothes on when you, like your shirt on when you were wiping yourself?
Yeah. Yes, I did it in bits and pieces. I took the shirt off, did the top half, took my pants off, did the bum half, and then I left after drying myself, hand dryer, hand towels, and then left the room completely clothed as if nothing had happened and my hair was wet.
Took your bottom.
Why didn't you lock the door?
Door was locked. He didn't see me in there.
How sweaty do your legs get?
The door was extremely locked. Well, enough that I had to wash them. I was wearing long pants, and it was a hot ass day.
Okay.
Wait, if he didn't see you, why did he laugh?
It was fairly obvious that I had given myself a young man's gentleman's bath in the disabled toilets. I was soaking wet afterwards.
I don't know if that's the conclusion I would come to if someone came out from the bathroom wet. I'm going to say that's false.
You are incorrect. That's a true story. Oh. A point there for Alexi.
Alexi, what are you doing splashing around in a public toilet like that?
It wasn't that public. It was in a temping bowling alley. Not anyone could just come in.
Still, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no choice. What am I going to do? Walk around stinking? I had to go put that little pink soap on me.
You don't have to put that pink soap. Oh, shit. The pink soap. Sorry. Oh.
How often are you de-robing in public bathrooms and, like, wiping your body down that we don't know about?
Like, are you doing this in a Nando's or?
Yeah.
No. One, I wouldn't pink really soap? Go to a Nando's. Yes, a little hand dispense soap. It was neon pink in colour.
You lather it up and put it on.
I was slipping
to and fro.
Yes. To and fro under the pits.
How much of a foam are we working up here? Is it are you all foamy?
It wasn't that foamy. It didn't have the consistency to get that foamy. I believe that it had already been watered down.
Alexi, are we going down south as well? Like, are we?
Yes, I'm sorry this happened. I had
my
to.
God.
I was worried I smelled.
Like what? Like ball?
Yes. Okay, I was worried I smelled like ball bag, dude.
Oh my god.
I was a young, sensitive man. I was 19 years old. I was my first outing into the room. Well, yeah, I wasn't just going to splash myself down without soaping it up.
That's crazy. You're out of your mind.
Well, just no, okay. It was logical. Okay, from now on. That was the last time I'll do it. From now on, I swear to you, I'm going to be normal, okay?
All right.
From henceforth, I'm normal.
Next Timo Matic film clip, don't you do that. Okay. The score at the end of that round. Nat, on 1 point. You're off the board. Yay. Becky on 4
Yay.
Points. Cam on 6 points. But in the lead now on 7 points, it's Alexi. Yeah.
I'm slipping ahead, sliding into the lead.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who, 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 Who. In this round, I'll read 10 questions about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. On your round, you can lose points. So here we go.
Wait, Josh, I want to say something.
Yes.
If this was like a visual, like you could have a little owl and the owl and like this next segment is
Whoa, dude, that's awesome, Becky. That's so cool and cute and exciting.
That's not worth interrupting for.
It's my thing. I always interrupt, Josh. He likes it.
I'm just loving, like, you from recording this from your bed, lying down. It's another side of Becky that we're not normally seeing on the pod. It's nice.
Lucky.
All right. First question is this one. Whose dad caught them having sex on the beach?
Ew. Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Cameron?
You are correct. Yes, it was Cameron. Point there for Becky. His first time too.
It was actually my second time, technically. Want to get technical. But same instance.
Whoa, two in one
Jesus
night.
Jesus Christ.
So the same night.
Yeah. It was the same night and my dad walked past with his friend Mark. It was on a family.
Oh.
It wasn't with a family. And he just went, oh, for God's sake. Then,
what are you doing there, mate?
I was like, nothing.
All right, question two. Whose sibling sucked on all the biscuits in the packet and then put them back in the packet and then this person ate them without realising?
Becky.
Cameron.
Yes, Becky.
Nat.
You are correct. Another point there for Becky, yes.
Woo, I'm coming for you, Alexi. Suck it.
What biscuits were they, Nat?
Okay.
Hundreds and thousands biscuits. They had, the fairy ones. They had, sprinkles on them.
They lose colour. You would have known.
you would have thought so. She did the whole packet, and I was like, and then when we had a fight about it, she was like, who eats a packet of biscuits that's open? I'm like, who sucks on biscuits and then puts them back in? Neatly. It's disgusting.
That's insane behaviour.
It's crazy.
Question three. Who here told me they can moonwalk?
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Natalie.
That's Becky because she says it all the time and I'm yet to see evidence.
You are correct.
Do you guys want me to show you?
All right, let's do it. All right, Becky's standing up. We're looking at socks on carpet. This is how we're doing it. She's walking forward. Oh no, she can do it, people. That's moonwalking.
Did you see it?
Yeah, we saw it.
Really good.
She did a crab walk. She went over on her spine and did a crab walk like The Exorcist.
That's not what moonwalk is.
Ooh.
Becky told me that she only got into Michael Jackson after Finding Neverland came out.
It's how she learned about him, I heard.
Question four. Whose neighbours had a massive fight where the wife started throwing out things out the window and all the things were porno DVDs?
Becky.
Alexi.
Yes, Becky. Alexi. I heard Becky first.
Cameras.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, another point there for Becky.
Congratulations. Yeah, it was a couple having a fight and she was throwing stuff out the window. And then when I saw later what it was like shattered porno DVD. Like, who the fuck? Who owns porno DVD?
Blu-ray, right? Is that what you're talking about? Blu-ray?
Alexi loves Blu-ray. I'm a DVD guy.
Oh, okay.
Blu-rays wouldn't shatter. They are shatterproof. They are shockproof. A DVD could shatter. Sorry.
All right. Question five. Who once got kicked out of a stranger's apartment because they were so high and kept on dropping this guy's hot sauce bottles? As in bottles of hot sauce.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Natalie.
No, that was Alexi. A point off Becky there.
Why were you picking up his hot sauce bottles?
There was this guy who got, me and my friends, we went to New York City. We went to this guy's, this couple's apartment, and he was like, we got too high. And then the guy was just showing us all these hot sauce bottles. And every time he picked them up, he just dropped them and they'd shatter on the ground. And then his wife kicked us out of their apartment at like 3 a.m. And then they lived in Trump Tower as well. That's true.
Whoa.
Wow. Holy shit.
They also took photos of our IDs before we left, like our passports. So they might have taken my identity in that time since then.
Next question. Who once got scammed by a street vendor into buying a paper cutout of Daffy Duck because they thought it was actually standing on its own and dancing?
Cameron?
Yes, Cameron.
Was that Nat?
Yes, you are correct. Put it there for Cameron. Yeah.
I did that too, Nat.
So can you explain this for me, Nat? Like, you wrote it to me, but I don't really explain. So it was a cardboard cutout of Daffy Duck.
It was last year.
No.
I was in the streets. I was in Paris, and someone had he was standing on the street with a boombox. And all I saw was Daffy Duck. And then it had two pieces of wool as its legs and then two magnets. And it was like dancing. And the guy goes, it's dancing from the magnets have a reaction to music. And because I'm super stupid, I was like, that's amazing. And so I bought it and I went home and it didn't work, obviously. And then I went back and had a look and he was holding it up with string.
Line string. This is a classic scam. Hustle, a classic scam.
Yeah, I've
researched all of them. This is one of the classic ones.
It should be illegal.
I think it is, Becky.
I think, to be fair, the fact that I just accepted it is probably my price to pay, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You're a sucker. You're a sucker.
How much was it?
I think it was like 10 euro.
Worth it for the story.
Whoa.
You got the story.
In this economy?
And to believe in magic, that's priceless.
This was when I was a kid, though, and so it was really expensive. But if it worked, worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question.
I did the same thing, and my dad and I invited, like, a few people around to watch it. Because we were going
to premiere
it out of the packet and then show everyone. So, like, three different families came around.
All right, next question. Whose housemates, as a prank, put a raw sausage in their bed, but this person was away a lot longer than anticipated, and when they came back, their bed was full of maggots?
Cameron?
Yes, Cameron.
Is that Becky?
Yes, it was Becky, yes. Point there for Cameron. Yeah.
It was awful.
Do you still live with these people, Becky?
Nah. This was when I was like 24 and I was on a bender. Like, they thought I was going to come home that night and it would be fine.
Yeah.
But I was out for like 3 days and I came home so tired and just wanted to go to sleep. And then I pulled back the covers and there's just maggots everywhere.
Oh my God.
That's so gross.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Becky, what did it taste like?
I didn't eat it.
Yeah,
why
right.
Why would I do that?
As if.
Yeah.
The maggots really come after just 3 days.
Yeah, that's quick.
Yeah. Maggots can emerge very quickly. People don't know that. I eat it within a day.
All right.
I'm gonna put a sausage in my bed, and then I'm going to invite 3 families over after 3 days. And if there's no maggots, I'm going to be pretty upset. That's
crazy. Yeah, so fucking embarrassed.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Next question. Who here has never done washing in their own house?
Becky.
Yes, Becky. I heard that. Yes, you are correct. Yes, a point there for Becky. Yes. Now, you told me
what
this 2 years ago. Is it still true? You've never done washing?
I've done it since.
Oh, okay. How come you have never done it?
My partner's just has always done our washing, and it's I've just never had to do it. And he irons everything. So when we first moved in together, he would iron my jeans and stuff, and I'd never seen anyone iron jeans before.
What do you mark in your undies? Like, does he see it?
He will do all my washing, like things that I don't even think have stains on them. He'll come into my room and be like, hey, I've just sprayed like stain remover. I'm like, what are you talking about?
But God.
He'll do everything. He does That's most awesome. Of the house. Yeah.
Is your partner a 78-year-old Greek grandmother?
Yes.
Checks out. Hey, believe the story.
Be careful because coronavirus is particularly dangerous for the elderly.
Okay. Sure.
And our final question for the game. Who here used to skip school and go down to the markets to have lobster mornay for lunch?
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
That is Alexi.
You are correct.
Unbelievable.
So good.
You are
delicious.
You're a little gentleman.
You're so indulgent.
Yes, I'm indulgent. Yes. It was lovely. Like go to the fish markets.
You're like a little laser crane.
Yes. I would go get a panini for breakfast. I would get a little espresso on the side.
What?
How many days a week were you doing this?
This was only special occasion, so probably once a semester or once a term.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, every 3 months I would do it.
Spelling test or something.
Yeah.
You did this every quarter.
If I could spell lobster, I earned a lobster. Yeah, exactly. Oh, quarterly. God. I would do it quarterly.
At the end of the game.
I wish I had a kid like you. Sorry.
No, don't worry. Josh likes it when you interrupt him.
Yeah, it's fine. At the end of the game, the scores are Nat on 1 point. Well, you got a point there, Nat.
Yeah.
Alexi on 7 points. Becky on 7 points. But our winner on 10 points, it's Cameron James, everyone. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Well done. Now,
good dog.
Normally.
Even with technical difficulties, I still came out on top.
No, what technical difficulties? They all got cut out. They all got edited out. It's going to be smooth
sailing. No editing, Josh. No editing.
Now, Cam, normally whoever wins gets to plug whatever they want to plug first. Don't have any shows, but people can hear you on a podcast.
Yeah, they sure can. There's a couple of podcasts they can listen to. There is Finding Drago, which you've mentioned earlier with Alexi. There's also Total Reboot with Alexi. And there's one called A Bit of This and A Bit of That with Becky Lucas. And
Plug our pilot.
And our pilot, Be Your Own Boss on ABC iView. And also Nat and I are going to start a podcast, I think, where we mainly talk about dead cats and stuff like that.
Great. Nat, people can find your videos at Community Channel.
Yeah, I haven't made them for 3 years, but they can.
They're still up there. They're still very funny.
I have nothing to plug.
It's all right. Follow
I
Nat.
Have nothing
on,
to plug.
Follow Thank Nat you. On Twitter. She's very
Thank
funny.
Thank you for inviting me on.
You're great.
She is very funny.
Yeah, the best.
Becky, what do you got to promote or plug? Apart from the pod that Cam already did.
Can I just promote, like, if I put up a post on Instagram, please just like it. Like, don't just scroll past. Like, give it a like.
So this will go out. This will go out Thursday. So if you got a post in the bank to post on Thursday, yeah. and all the Don't You Know Who I Am listeners can get on board yeah. and just give it a like.
That'd be really good. Thank you.
If you don't get 12,000 likes, oh no, some people didn't do it.
Do you think that this podcast will be okay to listen to?
We'll find out in the comment section. I'm sure we'll find out.
Look, it's free. There's nothing you can do about it. This is what reality is at the moment, people.
Adjust.
Yes.
You just start to get really aggressive with everyone.
Fucking adjust.
Alexi, where can people find you?
You can listen to the podcast that Cameron mentioned, Finding Drago, Total Reboot, where we talk about movies and remakes and ripoffs and stuff. And we also have a third podcast together. It's a podcast called Mic Check, where we go through the films of our hero, Mike Myers, just to check if they're still Shagadelic or not. And we reviewed all of his movies except for two films. But we, while we're in quarantine, are bringing Mike Check back to do two more episodes and review the last two movies he's in, Terminal and Bo Rap, baby. Hello, my name is Bo Rap.
Hey, thanks everyone for listening to this. Stay safe, wash your hands, don't go outside, and you'll hear from us next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey everyone, thanks for that. Thanks for sticking around near the end to hear me do this thing. So, of course, with the shows being cancelled and refunds being sent out, hopefully you got your refund if you requested a refund. Hopefully that got sent straight back to you. For those who said, no, Josh, I want to like go over to the live stream, we'll let you know when that's going to happen. For everyone else who, you know, was like, hey, I listened to the podcast, but I couldn't be in Melbourne. I want to watch the live stream too. You can. You can get tickets at joshearl.com.au/gigs. They're there. Tickets are $10 per live stream. It could be really great. It could be a great way we can do this, and might be, for as long as we know, the future of live podcasting. So I think it's going to be lots of fun. I'm looking really forward to it. So go to joshearl.com.au/gigs and for the details there. Also, while you're on my website, there's merch there. I've got a few T-shirts left. So if you want one of those T-shirts, get in quick because they are selling very well. Thank you to everyone who's bought one. All of them have been posted out as of recording, so get in soon. I also, if you're a parent, I released a kids show. My kids show, Oliver Up a Tree, I released it as an audiobook on my Bandcamp. So go to joshua.com.au. There's details there. You can have 55 minutes with your kids listening and laughing and having a really fun time while you can go and do the dishes or put some washing on. It's for kids aged between 4 and 10, maybe 12 if they're, you know, still like toilet humour. So that'll be fun. Not that much toilet humour. I don't want people thinking, oh, it's just going to be poo jokes. It's not. It's a really charming little story about a little boy in a town where no one asks questions. I'm really, really proud of it. Also, I'm going to be putting up another show of mine. I'm going to be putting up the show Josh Earl's Festival, which is the show I did in 2017. It is a show full of just songs and sketches. So I thought, oh, I can record that from Stupid Old Studios here without an audience. So I'm going to do that. So look out for that in the near future, especially if you're a Patreon subscriber. You'll get a copy of that for free. That's all I need to say. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for spreading the word. If you want to spread the word even more, go give us a rating on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Leave a comment. It boosts the algorithm so we get in the top 50 or whatever it is that people care about. That's all for now. Stay safe. Please do. Stay inside if you're in a country where we're quarantined. Don't go out unless you really, really have to. My parents are old. I don't want them to get sick. And I think most people feel that way. So take care. The end. Bye, Josh.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.